Hello and hello.
What's going on?
What's going on? What's going on, guys? How you guys doing? This is episode 46 of Digital Bites.
Almost 50, man.
I know, dude. We're getting there. We are definitely 50. Getting
golden.
We gotta blow something up.
We gotta do 50 shots at podcast.
Dude, we're gonna die.
Between all of us.
Oh, well, still. Okay. Yeah,
still.
I'm not working the next day.
On there. Guys, so today we have a special guest with us. Right in front of me is my man, Mr. Cody.
What's going on?
How are you doing, man? It's been a very long time since we've talked, man. And absolutely. Actually hanged out, man. So
just life is busy.
I know. It is, man. But it's awesome that that Instagram post that you did, I was just like, man, you actually listen to us?
Oh, yeah.
Man, that touched my heart. I was like, man, we got to get this guy on the show.
Sure. Yeah, it's just tech and gaming and all that stuff. It's just I like having it in one place. So it's awesome.
One thing I just want to apologize.
I don't contribute too much to that. Just nonsense.
No, one thing I want to apologize is I know that sometimes, especially at the Starbucks episodes, it can get really loud.
Yeah.
Super loud. And
it's not that bad, though.
It really isn't. Like, I was listening to my car the other day, and it wasn't that bad.
That's bad. Yeah. Okay, because there was times where, like, some people passed with the trash can and stuff, and that was just...
Yeah.
I mean, at least for us.
That one was bad. Yeah, that one was.
At least for us, it's very sensitive. And we're just like, man, we're only hoping that it was not as bad as for everybody else that's hearing it. So, but that's awesome, guys. So, today, right now, our cast today is Mr. Derek Howard next to us.
What's up?
Of course, Cody.
What's going on?
And Mr. David Gaines.
Don't play no games.
Hopefully, we can get the rest of the cast next week, and I'll definitely catch up with Javi, because I know that he might do some commentary over this.
Yeah, Javi, what do you think about this?
Silence. It's like those automated messages on there. But also, man, we've been missing George and...
George Ronald.
Mr. Ron.
Don Ron.
Mr. Don Ron.
Don Ron.
So let's see if we catch him next week. Anyways, guys, we have a lot of good stuff today. Of course, we got some major topics. One thing is looking forward to E3, and the other one is the WDC of Apple.
What is? This is my son. What does E3 stand for?
That's it.
Electronic Expo?
Electronic something. I can't believe I don't know this. Electronic something Expo.
The thing is that I'm thinking of EB. Games.
Electronic Boutique.
Dude, that brings me back, man. I remember that's the only reason why I would go to, Westwood Mall?
Is that where you bought your first computer? No.
No, that was Circuit City, bro. Yeah. That was like $1,000, too. It was like a compact Presario. I think it was like 120 megabits of RAM.
Okay, Electronic Entertainment Expo.
Okay, you beat me to it. Yeah, that's good. I was sitting here quiet trying to find it.
This is embarrassing. We're at the tech show. I'm like,
I want to go.
Anyways, guys, so we got some bites, some appetizers, and we're going to roll with it with Mr. D on the mic, man.
So just a couple, three things. Much to my surprise, Jessica Jones, season 3. For Netflix has been announced, so I thought they were done canceling everything. Well,
no, that's what I thought so too.
So I'm assuming like really after this airs, they're gonna, is this like the it for it?
I really thought they were done, man. Especially that they canceled Daredevil.
Daredevil. Well, that was the only like I would say good one.
I would say, well, I mean, The Punisher was pretty good too, but I mean, I definitely feel that Daredevil definitely took the pie as far as
like, yeah.
As everything, because that, yeah. I mean, all three seasons, I enjoyed them all, you know?
Yeah.
On there. Hopefully, maybe Disney might do some, you think they'll do like a...
It's hard to say because, you know, Disney has like, obviously Disney, it's got that rating system, you know, and they have to appeal to a more family audience. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's not the first time they could, I guess maybe clean it up a little and just bring it back, which I think it's a good opportunity for them to do that because again these Netflix shows have a pretty big following.
True. Oh, Cody, one thing, man, you can cut in at any time.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you want to say something, you want to say, hey, do you shut up? I got this.
Hey, bro, shut up.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Kill yourself.
Kill yourself.
No, you.
You know, the other day we were just talking about that, how like, Twitter. Back in the day, for a couple of friends of mine, used to be a place where it used to be really savage with each other, really mean.
Still is.
But it's not as bad as, well, I guess nowadays.
Well, more in political sense. Yeah.
Because, I mean, back in the day, it was easy to say kill yourself. Now it's kind of like.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like people are a little bit more sensitive and.
All this doxing going around.
Yeah, exactly. And so. It's not the same. Definitely is not the same. But, yeah, man, that's definitely one thing to look forward to see what's going to happen with Disney taking over. I think it's kind of nice that they're sweetening the pot with including, I believe, Hulu, in a sense.
Oh, yeah, because Hulu's owned by Fox.
Yeah.
That's right.
Nice.
On there. So,
there you go.
I mean, if they can't do that, I would also see Jumbo because I have Hulu. And if they can put a package together, I'd rather might as well just get Disney. At that point on there. But anyways, moving on, man. What else did you got on the table?
For you Pokemon fans, they gave us more details on Pokemon Sword and Shield. I think it's coming out in November. This is around the same time the Pokemon Sun and Moon came out, November 2016.
But around there.
This year, 2019, they showed the kind of the cover Pokemon, the legendaries. I forgot their names.
But Dark Souls.
pretty much. So it's like a dog that has like a shield shape, and then there's a dog with a sword in its mouth. So that's,
plagiarizing on Dark Souls.
Hey, they're really trying to like milk this this movie thing, including the movie. Now they're pushing a lot of these things forward. I mean, compared to other years of Pokemon, I've never seen so much Pokemon-related stuff going in as far as this year's going.
Kind of started with Pokemon Go, I think.
Yeah,
Go kind of like made it. Go made it okay to like Pokemon as an adult, because before, if like people played Pokemon, like, oh, I'm a loser, you know. But now it's like
that's one of the things that I was so I think that was one of the coolest things when Pokemon Go started. Everybody was just rolling through every neighborhood,
just every park, and it was a community. Like everybody was immediately friends. Are you looking for that Jinx? Or are you looking for Magmar?
Seriously, man. I think was it in. Some part of Korea, was it some part of Japan where people were there was a community that were getting really mad because there was a special Pokemon in this little park, and there was like a mass of people that would just be there the whole time.
What was that New York clip? Everybody was trying to get a Vaporeon, and it was like in New York. Everybody was
I remember that.
I remember we jumped on Derek's car and we were just cruising to every little corner.
Went to Eddie's.
We were like in like all these little rich neighborhoods.
Hoping that we can get the cops called on it.
There's a wild area.
What are they doing? They're throwing Pokeballs. I don't know what that's slang for.
Dang teenagers.
Yeah, that was an interesting, I would say, first month, because everybody was out. You knew that kids that were on the park, they weren't there to play. They were just literally with their phones walking around. I remember I went to the park. I was trying to pick up some bones. I forgot if it was a Vulpix or something. I don't remember. And it was crazy, man.
Derek, what do you think of the wild area part of? First, I guess you could explain what that is.
Wait, what are you talking about?
The wild area, like in Sword and Shield, like when, instead of like routes, it's more of like an open world type thing where you can walk around.
I mean, it's kind of cool. It's definitely different. You have to make adjustments because it's gonna be on the Switch, and then it's some of the old, the old hardware restrictions and the way that the setup from before don't necessarily work on like these more high end consoles. So I think it's a great way to kind of mix the game in, because the problem with the Pokemon games is they can get kind of stale because it's the same thing. You know, you're some kid on a journey and collecting 8 badges, beat the 8 Elite Four, and then catch him. So I think it's a good way to mix it up a little, because they did that with Sun and Moon. They made the game a little different, which is good, because I think if they kept it too much the same, people would stop buying it.
Excellent.
Nice. I like that.
Perfect.
And also, you were talking about the MK11, man.
For all you hardcore fighting game / Mortal Kombat guys, they released their first DLC character, which is Shang Tsung.
I heard it paid homage to.
Yeah, pretty much they got the actor, I forgot his name, but from the movie that came out like the 90s, bad movie. Nice. So they use the capture on him, and then they have one of like the costumes is like his like outfit from the movie back then, which is a pretty cool homage to that franchise. Which this game is doing a lot. It's kind of paying back to like the roots of like because like that game, it's like I wasn't really big on MK, but like I kind of respect for how far it's come from like the kind of the cheesy, like kind of gimmicky gore to like okay, it says the story and they're actually doing things with this thing.
Yeah,
and it's been like you know the '90s, was 20 plus years. It's crazy.
Yeah, I think it's one of those games where it really progressed pretty well. Because I mean, even just watching like several fights and stuff, it actually looks like a legit fighter.
Yeah, because it's by NetherRealm, and they made the Injustice games. And those games are very story-driven as well, so you could see that kind of bleed over into the story mode. And like, okay, it's because a lot of fighting games, like stories, aren't always like focused on very well. That's why like, games like Street Fighter and Tekken kind of have like mediocre stories.
Yeah,
like,
that's one thing, because I always enjoy Tekken, but the stories weren't that.
Yeah,
like you would go through a story mode, and it wasn't really like wow, like
yeah, it's like
yeah,
it's cool.
On there, I think what would be your favorite Tekken game though?
My favorite Tekken game, honestly, was Tag.
Tag. It's just the amount of characters, or
all the characters. Just... Well, it's the first Tekken I actually like cared about playing. I played because my cousin had all three Tekkens on PlayStation. I didn't really care for him until I played Tag on PS2, and it's like, oh, okay, I get it now. So I started playing that a lot. So ever since then, it's like.
For me, it was Tekken 4.
Oh, that's like the hated one, though.
Really? I mean, that's the one that got into it. That's the one. That's the one.
People hate that one because it kind of changed up the game mechanics. It's a lot different from the other games. It was kind of weird. I liked it a lot myself, the way it played, but it wasn't as juggle heavy. But I mean, it was pretty cool because it kind of changed things up since 3.
I like that. What about you guys? You guys play any Tekken?
I play Pokken.
I play Tekken at the movie theaters.
I was going to say that's pretty much the only exposure I had to it.
I play Mortal Kombat. On PS2, and like Shaolin Monks was really, really good. It was like co-op. Did you ever get to play Shaolin Monks on?
No.
It was like Liu Kang and...
Kung Lao.
Yeah, Kung Lao. And that was a real fun one.
I think the only games I played were like that was like in CC's Pizza. I played Gauntlet Warriors.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
I remember I had like these loafers and they had pennies in them. Mm-hmm. But when I ran out of money, whenever my mom gave me money, I would try to get the pennies out of my loafers to try to play some more.
Oh, man. Good time. I miss CC's Pizza, man. What needs to be good?
Yeah.
I miss CC's when it was $3.99. Or no,
$2.99. Ooh.
Yeah, that was. Yeah. I mean, you had pizza and arcades? Mm-hmm.
I would just like go to the buffet a couple times, kill it, and then... And
just play some...
I think I actually like CC's more than Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Man, you know, the only thing I loved about Chuck E. Cheese was the Rush 2024 or something like that. That Rush game, and also the Ninja Turtles.
Oh, the taxi game. One? Oh, wait, no. It was Rush. I don't know what
Rush was. That racing game. I don't know.
Oh, okay. It was like on 64 or something.
It was that one, and of course the Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's all I remember from Chuck E. Cheese. To be honest,
I remember the tickets.
I just remember having 1 million tickets, and I could only walk out with like a little bouncy ball.
Oh yeah, that's, dude, they were so expensive, man.
So you collected 1 million tickets. All you can take is this little bouncy ball. Get it out for 25 cents out of the machine.
I know. You spent $40 and you can't rubber ball.
One of the parents really said, "You know what? I'm just gonna buy this outright." Like,
well, it's like that now with not Dave and Buster's. This is called, right?
Yeah,
it's the same thing. You know, like, you spend a couple $100 on games, and hey, I gotta.
To be honest, like for me, Dave and Buster's has been more of a date type of deal.
Yeah.
Just take a girl out to play some games, but not really you want to win something.
You want to get something, just buy it on Amazon.
You just hope she doesn't want anything.
Yeah. She doesn't want anything. Like, win me that guitar.
So there's only really one 80 thing.
Million points.
Sure. I'll come back tomorrow and get it.
Oh, no, that's on. Same day shit. I got you the guitar.
I got it. I got it, babe.
I'm not gonna lie. One time, I think you know how they have like the dolls hanging from some prizes hanging from the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
I think I just like yanked one down one time and I just walked out with it. Like no one saw me. Like I was just like, yo, I was like, right, and I just walked out with it.
Walk out.
Yeah.
Thug life.
Like that guy. Yeah. It's like, who let that guy win? Who let that guy win? Like,
yeah, they're all.
I don't know.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. All right, cool, man. So moving on to Cody, man. What's up?
So yeah, on the 29th, they had a Pokemon Company had announced that there was going to be a new cloud-based service where you can put your Pokemon from Pokemon Go and then Pokemon Sword and Shield. So basically, this is basically helping people that want to catch them all, which is the whole premise behind Pokemon in general. You can use your phone to access Pokemon Home. This is kind of serving similar, if you ever remember what Pokemon Bank is. It's like whenever you just put your Pokemon and then you can get, if you connect it to older games, and it's just to facilitate that. I don't think I've ever completed a Pokédex before.
I don't think so. Yeah. Either, man.
I did it once.
Yeah? How'd you feel?
It was
Pokemon Red. Completionist.
It was like, I did on Pokemon Silver, actually. I was like, wow.
What did it say?
It was nothing special. It's just like more of a, it's like a personal achievement. And then the game got like stolen, so it was like, oh.
You told your mom, hey, I just collected all 50. I got them all. Okay, what do you want for dinner?
But I think with the Pokemon now, it's almost 1,000 Pokemon, so it's going to be a lot more of a challenge.
Yeah. That's a lot of Pokemon. I gave up on that a long time ago. Yeah, I kind of just gave up.
Yeah, I was going to say, after a while.
Like, I think I'm sticking to the 150, and I'm fine with that, to be honest, on there. You know what? Just talking about robberies, back in 2012, I had my PS3 stolen.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And the thing is that it's just one of those things where, of course, cloud-based saving wasn't really there yet, and honestly, like, I didn't care that he stole my PS3. I just wanted my game saves.
Yeah.
Because there were just so many things that I've been playing and saving, and of course, and it's just all that is gone, and you're just like, man.
Yeah.
Like, it sucked. It sucked. I'm just glad that now we got cloud services.
Cloud services. Yeah, that's
it works. It works. It definitely works. Cool, man. Cool. I know there was something more about where you were talking about Pokemon, because something about night and day or something like that?
Oh, yeah. So there's also Pokemon Sleep, which is real interesting. I'm still not totally clear on. Apparently, there's all these memes going around that, like, you can Pokemon, like, forget. Like, it's just some dumb stuff. But I guess whatever it is, it's I can't even. Because I read about it, listened to it, and I still really don't understand. It says Pokemon Sleep aims to turn sleeping into entertainment by having a player's time spent sleeping and a time to wake up to affect the gameplay. So I guess they're encouraging you to sleep. So if it started with Pokemon Go getting you to walk, and Pokemon's getting you to sleep. I think it was that the meme was Pokemon eat. It's like it tracks you to eat or whatever.
They're changing the world.
There you go. Yeah, yeah.
Go back to sleep.
That is crazy, man. I mean, but then again, it's kind of like those games, especially those online role playing games.
Yeah.
Because I remember in high school I used to play Final Fantasy XI.
Yeah.
And that game continued whether you were on it or not. And so sometimes to catch another like fairy or something to get to the next town, I had to wake up like at 2 a.m. in the morning to catch it. Log in, jump on a ferry, and go back to sleep.
Yeah.
And I can definitely see how this is going with the Pokemon Sleep. Go to sleep, kids.
Go to sleep.
On there. Cool,
they,
cool,
they got,
man.
They got a lot of complaints from the parents. Hey, man, kids say not playing your game. All right. Gotta make changes.
Put these kids to sleep.
On there. Tell them we'll give them Zapdos if they go to sleep.
That's crazy, man. All right, cool. Anything else, Cody, man, you got for today?
I think we're dealing with E3 coming next week. For any of the Smash players that are real religious about it, as I am, there's a few leaks that came out that are suggesting that Banjo from Banjo-Kazooie is going to be included as DLC.
Ooh.
But, of course, there's always controversies on who people want to be in Smash, like Steve from Minecraft or Erdrick from, was it Dragon Quest or whatever?
Stuff like that.
But yeah, the answer will be finally solved next week.
I mean, that roster is getting bigger and bigger.
70-something, I can't even.
It's a lot of characters, man. It's crazy how they're able to get all those in and the mechanics with it.
That's
insane.
Sakurai, take a break.
No, he's like, no, I want to keep going.
Yeah.
Need this paper.
They probably have him just like a whip on him. Could you keep making more? Okay, I'm sorry.
More characters.
More characters.
More, yeah.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. All right, man, moving on to Mr. Games, man.
All right, I didn't have nothing much.
Then we can.
All right. So, I never do any research. All I gotta say, I thought it was interesting. PS5, they got some more details coming on it. It will have an SSD, which pretty sure we all knew that by now. But it will support 8K graphics.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
That's so
at a 120 hertz rate, which is, I think that's pretty impressive. So we'll definitely.
But they're not showing up on E3.
No, they're not. So. They're not. Let's see what else. So I got some here. Get some more details. It says so far it will support 8K graphics, right? And it'll run on an 8-core CPU based on AMD Ryzen chip.
Okay, now cool. My question is, it supports up to 8K or is
it
actually...
It says supports 8K graphics, supports okay. 8K.
Okay, I was about to say, because it's almost like one of those misleading things of like the PS4, where PS4 Pro, it says it supports up to 4K.
Bro, stop hating on PlayStation. You know what PlayStation don't play.
Hey, man. Xbox said 4K. It didn't say up to 4K. But that's pretty interesting. That actually talking about E3, man. Google is trying to jump in the game with Stadia. Oh, it's Stadia or Stadia?
Stadium.
I don't know. Pokemon Stadium. Whatever. So of course, Google is jumping in the whole streaming. I would say the whole. Right now, it's just everything's streaming. So of course, they want to get their hands on it. And from the looks of it, it looks like an Xbox control, at least from what I'm seeing. I'm trying to see where's the actual. Is that the actual?
It's got like a little scribble for its logo or whatever.
It looks like a Wi-Fi thing.
Yeah, it does. Those pings.
On there.
You can pre-order it.
Wow. Yeah. How much is it again? Like $130.
$130.
Yeah. And then from there, the premium service is $10 a month.
So they're gonna be creating their own games, or is it gonna just be like? They're gonna like borrow people's games or what?
Oh no! Well, I mean, they're gonna have some games to stream. For now, Grid, Destiny 2, Dragon Ball, Xenoverse 2, Doom, Doom 2016, Rage 2.
Yeah, old games.
It's got crossplay too with Xbox and Windows. So yeah. I'm wondering if they're gonna port some things over.
Wait, there was a game that they were gonna do crossplay with.
Destiny 2, I thought it was.
Mm.
No, a newer game.
Apex? Was it Apex?
No, I'm not sure. Or was it Modern Warfare? I think the new Modern Warfare is the one that said they're gonna actually do crossplay with Xbox and PlayStation.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's gonna be interesting. But of course, Square Enix is in the game with jumping on with Google.
What's some allergy medicine?
On there.
Yeah, I took some.
Rise of Tomb Raider, 2K games. Mortal Kombat 11 is going to be streamed there.
Oh, nice.
So Assassin's Creed.
I wonder, though, what are the hardware capabilities of this thing? Because
well, honestly, it doesn't need much if everything's being streamed at this point.
What kind of speeds do you need to get in order
to... that's the other thing. That's
300 megabytes.
That's the minimum.
Minimum. Just to see the logo come up on the screen.
They do have a little chart here. And to support 720p with 60 frames, you have to at least have speeds of 10 megabits. Now, if you want to do 1080p with HDR, 60 frames, and 5.1 surround, you got to jump up to 20 megabits.
Not bad.
Now, if you want to do the max this machine can allow, it's 4K, HDR, 60 frames, and 5.1 surround sound. We're talking about 35.
Yeah, man.
And plus. So if...
I ain't got it.
Yeah, I was going to say, to render if those 60... all those frames.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's I'm just, not trying to cough up that money.
And the thing is that you have to have a high speed, man. Because if not, you're going to have that lag. Because I have Xbox Glass or whatever is it called. Where, you know, you can stream from anything. So I have it hooked up to my Surface Pro. And if I'm in an area with really good connection, you know, the lag is probably like a millisecond. Mm. You know, it's not... Of course, for a gamer, you're like, that millisecond might mean a lot, but at least it's doable. At least for like shooting games and stuff. Of course, like if you're doing fighting games, I don't think that's definitely not going to cut.
No.
It's not going to cut. But anything less, you really start feeling it, man. So you really have a good connection. Of course, that said, you definitely want to have a good connection for this as well if you really want to stream something good on there. So guys, if anything, that means you need to upgrade your internet.
Yeah. Everybody make sure that you talk to your cousins and family in Mexico. Trump's gonna close the border, so I won't be able to see my cousins no more.
Wait, hold on. So they're not even... Okay, so they're selling the console by itself. It's not even like... It doesn't even come with the control, dude. So it's the system is $129 and the control is $69.
What?
Gotta make money somehow, man.
So
yeah, exactly.
That's a deal breaker.
And the controller's ugly.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, so it looks like a just a basic. Wow.
it looks like those off-brand Xbox controls that they sell at Walmart. Yeah.
If you've ever looked at a Switch Pro controller, it kind of looks like that.
Yeah, I guess it kind of stretched out a little.
Yeah,
dude,
on
these
there.
Chips are on.
Damn,
but
Derek's fiending them chips.
I'm hungry, dude.
It's gonna have its own. Let's see. One thing for sure, man, it's gonna be a fierce competition because I know that Microsoft is gonna go big this week. So that's one of the things. Of course, moving into E3 now. That's happening next week, guys. So definitely stay tuned because Microsoft is pulling out the big guns.
Mm-hmm.
So they're definitely want to show off something. And of course, they're doing their own cloud service, which they're teaming up with Sony PlayStation. And you know, that's kind of like the Bloods and the Crips with the truce. You know, like you've never seen such a thing.
Yeah,
gang up on Google like no, so we ain't playing
for
that.
Real. Because I know that Amazon at first was planning to work with Sony as far as a cloud service. Mm-hmm. But
I appreciate that.
The tables have turned, man.
Oh, snap.
Dude, this is awesome. I want this kit, too.
Sugar free. That's my
man. Oh, they're no better. Yeah, it's like.
I'm going to stop diabetes from spreading. Get a sugar free.
Awareness.
Yeah, awareness.
Yeah, it looks. But that's it, man. This is going to be a fierce. Battle between now that Google's entering it with these cloud service things, and then now with PlayStation. Oh man, this is and then Amazon wants to have their own cloud service too. So
this is capitalism
for real. And then look, Verizon too, man.
Verizon.
Yeah,
I did not know that.
Get out of here with that nonsense.
Man, so they're testing.
They take way too much of my money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they did. Oh, dropped them. Had to drop them.
Wait. Yeah. What company is the one that introduced that that phone that was like, it looks like a little handheld?
Nokia?
It's old. It was old, bro. It was old.
Then, like the screen in the middle flipped up?
Well, no, what is it?
The Nokia N-Gage.
N-Gage. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Man,
dude, that was a long time
ago. That was a long time ago.
That is crazy, man. So what you guys expect for E3, man? What you guys want? Like, what you guys excited for?
I want to see more Final Fantasy VII Remake info.
Oh yeah,
something, maybe at least a date or
something like that, man.
Something.
I would love to see that too, man.
The was it the want to see what is it EA redeem themselves with the Star Wars game with the Fallen Order?
You know, that looks awesome.
Yeah,
I definitely want to see more of that.
Yeah.
Finally, there's a game that has a good has a storyline that it's story driven in a sense where they're focusing on that because of course Battlefield, it's. I would say the main focus of it is just a multiplayer. So even though they did have a story to it, but it's not really what you're looking
for. Right, the campaign.
You know? Yeah, the campaign is not really like. I mean, it's almost like it's just they just gave it to us because we just wanted it so bad. But
the new Battlefront game. That's kind of what I miss about like Halo and stuff, like those campaign modes. I just remember going through the first Halo. It was like I was in a new dimension or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just bring him into my fields, you know.
Yeah.
Halo and night. Yeah. Even the remake. I mean, the remake with the graphics was just... It was icing on the cake.
Yeah.
On there. That was... Yeah, that's the thing. We're miss. Hopefully, with this one, we'll see more about it, more gameplay. It looks awesome, man. It kind of reminds me of that project that they cut... Before Disney took over, it was.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
yeah.
I remember when they showed a gameplay footage of that.
Yeah, I was like,
dude, that was yes.
I was like, no.
Yeah, I was so mad when they dropped that project. I was like, really, dude? Like, this game looks so freaking good.
I think like a few days, I was watching clips on YouTube, just like wishing in an alternate universe that this would come out. But hopefully, they can. Do this with Fallen Order.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of projects that were killed. Another one was, I know they were trying to do like a Darth Maul series
really?
Game too. Oh, wow. Yeah, they had some footage of that, but of course the plug was pulled on that one too. But yeah, man, that's what I'm looking for is want to see what Xbox is coming out with, man. I want to see if they're really going all out. I want to see what exactly.
Halo Infinite.
Yeah, you know, the Halo game has to happen.
Yeah.
This is probably one of them. I mean,
I want a Gran Turismo game to come out.
Wait, what was the last one, D?
Six.
Six.
Wow.
Six. Dude, I mean, Gran Turismo was definitely the game that I was super into.
Did you burp?
No, I was sneezing.
Oh. Do you want some allergy medicine?
I took some before I came here. It's not...
Did you get that cheap kind?
Working.
I got that good kind, bro.
No, you got... Was it a Hill Country
Allegra,
Fair?
Allegra
no,
it was at a...
What's that?
Dessert Tech.
That Costco version?
Oh, man.
On there. No, but...
Sneeze be gone or something.
When was the last time Gran Turismo came out with a full-fledged game?
I think it was six.
Six on the PS3.
Yeah.
But I heard that sports supposed to be pretty good. You get a lot of free stuff, and I was understanding that they would come out with like a proper like GT7, but that was a couple years ago that I read about that. So honestly, I think we're not gonna see one until next gen.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
So they totally just skipped PS4 and didn't bring one out. Well, it was fine.
Yeah, because usually we get like two Gran Turismo.
Well, I know that. Well, I know Gran Turismo takes its time making their games.
Yeah.
And
6 was really updated. Like they updated a lot, like a lot, like with new cars and everything and new DLC packages for like they released like the Porsche one. Okay. I was gonna pick it up, but then I was like, nah, I'm just gonna wait till 7.
There you go.
I guess I'm gonna have to buy it.
There you go.
Yeah, because I love Gran Turismo, man. Like, the other day I was playing on PS3, and I was just, like, trying to get all my licenses, like, just, you know, like, because on this PS3 they have in the room, I don't have any saved data, mm-hmm. So I was, like, starting all over.
Nice.
Yeah, it was so fun. I was just, like, yeah, it was good times.
Yeah, after me and Freddy fixed my PS3, hopped on and got that R33.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, I need this car.
Yeah, dude, that was, yeah. I would say my favorite Gran Turismo would be... Three? Ace spec?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I think that was my favorite one.
That's when they added like more things. You can mod more and everything, right?
Yeah. That was the game for the PS2, I would say. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. That was definitely the game for them. Yeah, I missed that. I missed it a lot.
Yeah.
Anything else for the E3, guys, before we jump into Apple here?
There's supposed to be an Avengers game by Square Enix. It's really being hyped up.
Ooh, it's gonna fail.
It's gonna fail?
Yeah, I think so.
It's the end game.
It's over.
Yeah, of course, Nintendo's got its stuff, like with, I don't really care about Animal Crossing, but a lot of people do, and then Luigi's Mansion 3 and all that.
Oh, Luigi's Mansion.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, Animal Crossing had to happen on the Switch. Yeah. That was a given, for sure. It was just a matter of time before they actually released it.
But the biggest thing for Nintendo is, of course, that Smash, possible Smash DLC.
Oh, for sure, man. Smash is their bread and butter, man.
Yeah.
That is definitely their... It's crazy how that game... There's so many games that try to copy it, dude.
And they just fail.
They just fail, dude. Because I remember my PlayStation tried to do their own little thing. And
PlayStation?
Yeah, PlayStation. All-Stars,
whatever?
Yeah.
I don't remember that one.
That's why you don't.
Exactly.
Point proven.
Oh, there. It didn't live too long. And then I think... There was another. I forgot there was another game. They're trying to put characters in it too, and I know
it's like Brawlhalla or something like that. There's actually a community for it, but it's just not as strong as Smash.
On there, yeah. Smash
cares.
Exactly.
All right, cool guys. So now we're going to the big stuff here, man. WWDC, Apple. WWDC. What's up with this cheese grater thing, man? Like, oh my god, dude.
Man, you can chop up.
Do you have 5K, man? Do you have 5K for a screen?
That's 8K. I thought it was 8K.
I mean the cost.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have 1K for the stand?
Exactly.
$1,000 just for
stand,
the stand.
Dude, is that made of gold or something? Is that platinum?
Apparently makes it a portrait mode. Like, you could take your screen and make it into a portrait mode. I guess that's what makes it $1,000.
No, the fact that you can make it to a portrait mode, that is insane, man. Wow.
Is it?
But...
For $1,000, you should.
But then again, man... I feel like I'm gonna dive real too deep in this one. Let's just talk about kind of the surface about what WWDC was about. Of course, iOS.
Yeah, the developers conference.
Exactly. The iPad iOS as well, which I hope it's a start of actually making the iPad a true
computer,
like a laptop kind
of laptop type of deal, in addition to the laptop or the laptop itself, something related to that, because that's the only thing that made me mad is like, how do you have something that works like a doesn't even work like a phone, dude. It's just in between, and it, like, for what you need it for, like, it should be a complement to a laptop, something that you can continue your work on and keep going from there. At least if a light, some type of light iOS type of deal where it can handle some things. And it looks like they're stepping in that direction, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, iOS 13 as well was talked about as far as the features there.
Dark mode.
You know what? That's one of them, man. Yeah. Dark mode. Dark mode is a big one. I think for me, just because, you know, the fact that you can see it in a, as I said, dark mode, that really makes, gets me excited.
It's like on Reddit, you can have dark mode on Reddit, and it's like a meme that if you don't have dark mode, you're like a scrub or something. So it's really good.
You're not elite.
Yeah, elite. It's like an elitist thing.
You know, yeah, it's really cool because there was a lot of applications that kind of did their own little dark mode, but it wasn't really like true. For, and then, of course, I would say Apple is like, we're gonna do this for sure, you know. And so that's one of the cool things. Another thing from iOS 13 is the whole besides removing iTunes, now they're gonna call it music.
They're totally doing away with iTunes and just calling, because there is music now, Apple Music, but now music's gonna encompass what iTunes was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, on there. Another one capabilities is you can if your friend has AirPods, you can actually stream from the same phone.
Wow.
You know, be like, for me, it's like kind of like you go on those road trips and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, man, or like, watching a movie or something.
Yeah, exactly. So that was kind of neat, man. Of course, they added the swipe feature.
I was gonna say that's kind of like a. I was laughing when I saw that. It's like they. Android's been doing that for how long?
And yeah, for like forever, man. But finally, I was like, you know, we're going to give you the swipe feature.
Oh,
the little... I mean, I never really used it, so I really don't know how much I would enjoy it, but is it
really... I think I would, man, because sometimes I do get a little lazy hitting that A or, like, you know, like, I just drag my finger. I feel like dragging your finger is usually just like...
And my fingers are so fat, so whenever I try to do the individual taps, it's like I tap the wrong thing, but if I do the swipe, I could probably be more accurate.
Right around there.
Yeah.
Well, at least that's a nice addition. What do you guys think, man? What do you guys think about iOS 13?
I mean, I think it's going to be good. I mean, it's not going to be perfect, but they're adding a lot of, you know, I think they listen to the community more than what they have.
You know, that was one thing interesting about WDC is that they touched on a lot of different areas, man. Yeah. Like, even though they're small groups compared to the whole mass, but they really kind of, like, touched a lot of different things.
Like, one thing, because I learned... Swift a couple years ago, around the time when it came out, and they introduced Swift UI, and so apparently for the ones that aren't versed in coding, it's just a way of kind of displaying your kind of like a, they call it a storyboard.
Okay.
And so before, you weren't able to edit your storyboard without it affecting the code, but now they're really integrating everything into, when you edit the code and it displays on the simulator, and just a lot of tweaking that they did with Xcode, so where I guess like patches and stuff will be faster because you can see the changes in real time.
That's pretty interesting.
So it's one of those things, and it's another example of what you just said, that they listen to the developer community about, like, how, because you'll hear often about Xcode developers that they don't like what they call storyboard mode. And it's essentially like when you look at a website, it's just essentially a compilation of pages. And that's what apps are on iOS. It's just a bunch of pages, and they're displayed on this storyboard. But now you can go back and forth between the code and storyboard and just make the workflow faster.
That's pretty good. I like that. One other thing that I liked about WDC is they actually, I would say, introduced women as far as like
you're right
yeah, like that's, I mean, that's a
good, I know but the part that we're probably gonna touch on this in a little bit, but yeah, but not, no, I totally agree.
Yeah, it's a and good. that's I think that's something that a lot of tech companies have not really gone over, is just the fact that, of course, there's a female population, and of course on the Watch app now you can have the menstrual cycle.
That, I was going to say that's a good PR move that they got a woman to introduce that, cuz if it's Tim Cook, whatever, were just mentioned something like that.
Dude, that is
they would have been like, what is he
exactly? Yeah. Be like a Google situation where that Google president was like like I got under fire for I forgot what he had mentioned or something like pay quality, but yeah.
I know that was like a jab.
Yeah, or something. But yeah, there's like women can a lot of for most part women are smarter than men, so to utilize their talents and all that. And I'm not just saying that just to kind of pander to them. It's true. It's a lot. There's a lot of things that women do better than men at. So to utilize that and to integrate both men and women into a working community, it makes a product better.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Whether it's something corporate-y or something that they just want to make more profit. But the fact that, man, the female base is just as important, man. And the fact that they're jumping into that.
I think they're releasing the iKnit and the iPan.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, man. Twitter's going to go all over this.
That was Derek.
Might put the voiceover on there, but yeah, dude. The fact that they introduced that, man, that's a really good start, because I know that from there, Samsung is gonna jump in. Everybody's gonna jump in and try to get more applications and features that are geared towards women in that sense, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's bound to happen, dude.
And so yeah, that was on the watch, and I feel like that section, the watch OS, was my favorite because, of course, it's still a developing, like I guess, part of tech right now. And for them, of course, to include that cycle and the noise app for those that are sensitive to noise and your health, it gives you I forgot what it was talking about, like with kind of a breakdown of your health. Like it gives you full data and everything, and I think it's great.
Yeah, I think I need to buy me a watch. That's what I need to do.
Yeah, me too, man.
It looks like it's becoming something really. Because I come from Pebble, man, and I always enjoyed my Pebble until they got bought out and discontinued. But from there, I kind of stopped looking for a watch, and I was kind of thinking of the
Samsung.
The Apple, and I was like. But it didn't really win me over just yet. I'm like, but now that they're really introducing a lot of these things, it's almost like it's one of those things that it looks like it's worth having because they're always.
Well, it's waterproof, right? They've been waterproof.
Yeah,
well,
the recent ones have been waterproof,
Yeah, of course, your heartbeat, everything. Yeah. And so I think that's really cool, man, that they're doing that. Yeah. Anything you like, D?
You like those chips?
The chips are good.
The tortilla chips are good.
It's laughing now, but like if you're in the store looking for tortilla chips, get those black corns, man.
Yeah, those black corns are pretty good, man. They don't play on those. But one thing for sure, man, the whole mess with the Mac Pro.
Yeah, that's what I really want to talk about.
Yep,
that's what I want to get into.
Let's get it. Let's start.
Yeah, let's just start.
School me.
So yeah, let's put this on Freddie, go ahead and break down those tech specs for us.
Schooling, man.
Okay, man. So, of course, one of the biggest things is the this trees grader has. I want to say, give me 1 second here. Let me be more accurate with you guys. Okay, so the base model it comes with a 3.5 gigahertz Intel Xeon.
All right.
8 cores, 16 threads, nice. Up to 4 gigahertz of boost.
Nice.
It has a cache of 24.5, CPU memory up to 1 terabyte. System memory is 32 gigabits. The base model comes with an AMD Radeon Pro 580X. Comes with 8 gigs of DDR5 RAM, up to 6 4K displays, 2.5, 2 5K displays, or 2 Pro displays, XDRs, and a storage of 256.
So, how much does that cost?
It's easy payments. It's 36 easy payments of $599.99.
The base model is 6 grams, baby.
Ooh.
But now if you want the I would say the
big hoss.
The big the honcho.
The big honcho, man. We're talking about a 2.5 gigahertz Intel Xeon. The core and threads is 28 cores.
Oof. Oof.
Man. 28 cores.
Tremendous performance and massive.
I know, man. Up to 4.4 gigahertz of turbo boost with that. The cache is actually almost 3 times as more. It was 5 megabits, up to 2 terabyte of CPU memory, And check this out, guys. As far as system memory of 1.5 terabytes
RAM.
A RAM. God.
What's the highest dang, RAM they sell right now?
Like single?
A single.
I don't know, actually.
I was looking that up for RAM because I was trying to think about building a piece of gaming PC, and I was looking at that. Like,
so is it like 16?
I think it's 16.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, I think it's got to be higher.
32? 32. Probably 32. Or 64, you think?
No, it's got to be 64. It's got to be. There's no, like, because if you think about 1.5.
Yeah, you're right.
So, yeah, it's got to be up there now.
Yeah,
you know?
It's got to be up there.
I remember back in the day, like when I was coming up, like 64 megabytes was like a big deal.
I know, dude. Mm.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, I was watching this this channel on YouTube. I think it's gone up to 128.
Wow.
I think it has.
Let's find out.
Yeah, we have Google.
Dude, that's insane, dude. 1.5 terabytes of RAM, dude. Like, bro, like you... You could like go over an icon and it would open before you even like slide over there.
It's like it predicts like the force.
Exactly, it predicts your every move. That is insane, dude. For some reason, I was thinking how many Excel sheets you can open with that.
Well, I was thinking like if people are criticizing this the price and rightly so, but I think more of this they referred to like the Afterburner whatever to improve the graphics. A lot of editing studios. Their budget can probably afford.
And that's the thing, man. The thing is that, of course, to an average user, this is ridiculous money. But for a corporate giant, man,
sure,
this is something that they can definitely handle. Holy, especially, dude, look at this graphics memory.
That was a year ago.
So it's probably out by now.
Dude, 64 gigabits of graphics memory, bro. Like. There's no choppiness in that.
14 teraflops.
Oh my god.
I'm telling you, bro. 4 terabyte SSDs, man.
Next Avengers movie is going to be done a lot faster now.
It's going to look so clean.
A 64 gig stick of RAM is running 430.
430?
On Newegg.com.
Man, 64 gigs.
But it's just... It's so freaking expensive, dude.
Yeah. I don't need it. Yeah.
Okay, I don't need it.
The base model is like $6,000, bro.
He's like, I wanted one until I saw that price tag. No, because I was thinking about, hey, you know what? Because I have my Mac Pro is like 10 years old. I'm like, you know, hey, why not? You know, treat myself.
But what are your specs on that? I mean, what are your Mac spec? What can you get? Like if you really just dump.
On mine, it's maxed out. I got 32 gigs of RAM. It's like DDR2 though.
Mm-hmm.
It's 10-year-old machine. I can. It's very capable, but like, I'm just being like, I'm just being extra because I don't need a new Mac Pro. Mine does. Like, I just do it for homework and then some video editing. Photoshop.
No, but you need the best though.
I know. I need that 6K.
You need that 6K. Yeah. No matter if you only have 15 megabits of internet.
I need it. I need to refinance my house and get one.
Yeah. Epic loan.
Take a lien.
Yeah, take a lien on the house. Yeah.
Die drowning in debt.
Cash advance loan.
But look.
But think about this.
I can watch
either
Netflix
the Mac Pro. Or the big turbo on the GTR.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Turbo.
No, always. But I mean, I would say, of course, for a small studio, maybe this is at 6K might not be as much.
Not much.
You know?
Yeah.
But for an average user, man.
That's way too much, yeah.
I know Javi was thinking about it.
See, he used to jump on one of the current ones. You can get one for about 2 Gs now.
Well, I mean, 2 Gs.
Three Gs.
Yeah. Is that the cylinder, trash can one?
The trash can one's about 3 Gs now. Which, I mean, it's still very capable.
Yeah, I mean, they're ugly, but they're beasts, right?
Yeah. It's not as cool looking as the cheese grater, but I mean, for 3 Gs, it's not bad.
It's not.
I mean, what kind of processor is that? Is it 8-core?
This is a 6-core.
6-core?
If you want an 8-core, it's 4 Gs. Oh. But then again, you're 1 more G and you're at the...
Yeah.
The Big Hoss cheese grater. So it's like, I don't know, it's as like your average user, I don't need this, but I still want it so bad.
Yeah,
because this is directed towards developers and stuff, so
on there. Because I mean, if you look at it as far as like a big corporate company, it's normal to have these type of prices, because I've seen Dell workstations there are like about $100K, so it's this right here.
This is Dollar General.
Yeah, like the thing is that Apple has always been kind of like maybe kind of disappointing developers for the last few years. Mm-hmm. And so they really need to pop out with something big. Something that's like, all right, look, here. We're going to max this sucker out for you. Have fun with it. Yeah. You know? No, what was ridiculous, though, is that screen.
8K.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm more about that at stand, though. Like,
at stand.
The stand. That got me, like... Bro, I'll make you a stand.
Did y'all hear the audience reaction when they talked about the price?
He was like, what is it? 5G's is for the screen, and if you want the stand, it's another $1,000. They have that $1,000. Like the way he said it,
he said it real fast. Like, I'm getting off the stage.
Yeah. It's like,
oh my god, that is insane. That's the other thing. That's the other thing about Apple, dude. It's just the fact that. The audacity that they know,
yeah,
but
they know people will buy it.
Exactly, they know, yeah. And that's the thing is that people will still.
It's like you can't get this aluminum finish anywhere.
Yeah,
I mean,
they'll sell their first kid for that.
It's a cult following.
Yeah. It is, man. People are willing to spend that amount of money. Dude.
Yeah,
it's like I said, Apple is in part, or maybe at least half the company. It's a status thing.
Yeah.
It's definitely a status thing where, you know, people are going to know that you bought that 1K stand in the office.
I'm just going to buy the stand and like flex that. Yeah. Hey, just got the new Apple stand. Like, yeah. You know what?
the ultimate flex.
Hanging my keys on the.
It's like weird flex.
Weird flex, but okay.
It's like, take a photo with it. Just chilling with my stand at the park.
Put it in portrait mode.
And you're like, David's got the new Mac Pro. Like, for real? Like, let's go. He's got the stand. I mean, you know, the rest of it's coming, you know, eventually. But I got the stand first, you know what I'm saying?
In about 10 years.
I'm going to get the rest, though. It's not laying away.
Stand.
I got that stand, though, man. Boy making moves.
You know, it reminds me. It reminds me of those things that they, like electronic equipment that they sell at stores where it says it's ready for something. Like, it doesn't have it, but it's ready for it, you know? Like, I remember when Blu-rays were coming out.
Capable, like, Blu-ray capable kind of thing.
Yeah, like, it's Blu-ray ready or something like that. But that means, it doesn't mean that it has it. It means that you have to buy it and install it, and it'll be ready to go. So it's kind of like this. It's like the stand. It's
Apple ready. Mac Pro ready, yeah.
Mac Pro ready. Oh man, that's insane, dude.
I thought it was a joke at first, to be honest. Like when they were talking about the different prices between,
like, psych. Like,
bro, you can get a phone, you can get an iPhone Max phone. Yeah. You're literally buying a piece of metal where it is that you can get yourself a phone.
Yeah.
For that same price, man. Why do they have to go with that aesthetic of the cheese grater, man? Like, I know they were trying to pay homage, but it's just...
A trypophobia. Subreddit trypophobia.
What I did have fun with is that, you know, on the website itself, you can do an AR.
Yeah.
And literally, I was in Starbucks, and I literally made that machine so big. I was trying to take a picture of it, and the barista thought that I was taking a picture of him. Yeah. He's like, no picture. He's like, no, I'm trying to take a picture of this.
Like, no, get out of the way.
Mac
get
Pro.
So you're in the way of my AR.
Like, you're ruining this. Get out.
I literally, I was on Twitter, and I posted this here, because I thought it was just hilarious that I could do this.
This is the one you did.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
In the
parking lot.
Jeez Louise. This is my attempt to put it inside the store. And this is like in front of them.
Wow.
It was I kind of enjoy the AR.
That's funny.
But if you guys have it.
Hey, man, this thing actually has fans? It's crazy.
Yeah, I think it has like a small a really thin yeah, fan on the bottom
right here.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
On there. You know, I didn't even know it was actually, yeah.
I can feel it. Yeah.
Wow, that's insane. But anyways, what are you guys' thoughts about this? About just Mac Pro itself, man.
I think it's cool if you have the money. That's it.
It's a big flex. Yeah. Big flex.
Yeah, I mean, it's from a technological standpoint, it's really cool. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, but for like for practicality, like us average guys, like I personally can't afford this thing as much as I want to.
Yeah.
You know, it's cool, but I mean, it's got my interest in because I had for a while. I mean, I used to work at Apple, and for a long time, I kind of lost interest after I got burned. Like, I'm tired of stupid computers.
Yeah.
But like seeing this, like it seems like they're finally like, because it's been I think like a good 5 years since they updated the Mac Pro, so it's like I'm actually interested again. But seeing that price tag, it's like,
yeah,
I'm gonna have to hold off on this. Like,
yeah.
Like if it was like maybe like 3 or even 2.5, I like okay, I could maybe swing that like. And not be too mad at myself, but like 5G's is like.
Mm. I mean, you would have to be in that profession.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, exactly. I don't even do that.
But, yeah,
because with there's that processing card or whatever, the Afterburner, accelerator card for those that like if you're doing video editing or rendering for through graphics or whatever, it like it speeds the process of converting the native file formats for whenever you say, for example, if you're filming a film with Arri Alexa and there's a file format, that raw file format you need to convert with the new hardware, it's like it's making it faster. And I think that's what's making, in my opinion, this significant is that they haven't really touched hardware upgrades too much. It's more been on the software end of it.
Yeah.
But with this, they're really like beefing up their insides.
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's a smart move from Apple that they really needed to focus on putting, I would say, really good hardware out there. So I guess you say companies are interested again in having these things in their, you know, in their design offices and stuff. But I wish I was a developer. I wish I was like into. I wish my profession was this, because this thing looks awesome. Like. I wish I could own one, but I have no use for it. But
yeah.
It's just. But the thing is, I kind of wish I was in that profession where I really needed it. I probably would have justified it. Maybe that's what Hobby's trying to do. He's trying to justify the. He's probably gonna make his boss buy it. That's what he's gonna do.
Yeah, and his computer. My computer broke. You know.
Yeah.
On there. Now moving a little bit out from that, the iPad. The iPad OS has not a little. Cool little features. Now you can have the whole notification center on your screen. Now you don't have to swipe to the left. To the left, I think. Was it right or left?
I think it was to the right.
Yeah, to the right. Now it's literally there. Did they announce it at WWDC? But it is in there. The support for mouse and keypad. Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And there's also the USB thumb drive.
Yes,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
A big one too. Now it's able to read USBs. Of course, you'll be using the files that they have.
The app.
That files app.
Yeah.
But it actually reads it, which is really nice. That's really cool. You can actually export photos that you've taken and slap it on the USB. And so that's pretty neat. That
of course, jailbreakers are gonna have fun with that.
Oh yeah, they're gonna go wild, man. The fact that they're allowing that, they're gonna definitely go wild. One of the other cool things is that now there's gonna be a native app for displaying. If you have like a Mac, you can actually display a screen from your iPad. So you could have two screens.
That's right.
And it's gonna be wireless or wired. And so, of course, I feel like wired is going to be a lot more efficient. But, of course, if you're like at Starbucks or something and you just want to, you know, wireless will work fine. I think that's really cool because there was a lot of third party for that. But now that Apple's like, no, we're going to have an actual.
Like a native.
So.
Another native thing that I was looking at, it's kind of petty, but like if you like taking videos and stuff, you can turn. The orientation of videos now natively.
Okay.
So like if you have your phone like this and you're recording but you want to like do it, you can just go to Photos app and it does that. And another thing too, if you're into like color grading or changing brightness, you can do the same thing with videos now. Like,
oh, okay.
So it's
man, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
What is it with people still recording in portrait mode, bro?
I don't know, man.
This must be people over 50.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's so hard, especially when you're watching videos and they're doing
on the news.
Mode. Yeah,
you have
like
blur the thing on the side.
You're just like, really, man?
people on Wallstar, what is that website? They always record stuff
on there. Yeah, it's. But I would say I'm actually really excited for iOS 13 to just see these new features coming.
Yeah, the one that really stood out the most was, you know how like whenever you sign up for a service or something or an app or something, it says sign in with Google, sign in with Facebook. Now they're signing with Apple. So I feel like that, I mean, of course, nothing's really secure nowadays, but like with the whole emphasis on Facebook and how they with that that controversy, that's Apple's really trying to secure the information. It makes things easier too. So if you don't want Facebook, just put your app, the facial recognition and all that.
I hate Facebook. I don't have Facebook, but I hate it.
You hate it already. No, it's there's a lot of neat features for sure, man. Because one of the things I've not used, but I've seen other people use, is the keychain, password keychain thing.
I use the exact same thing. Yeah,
yeah. And I've seen that, especially like my bosses, they use it a lot, and so I can see the
practicality of it.
Yeah, the practicality of the whole thing. But that's pretty neat, man. They had some cool things. Definitely want to see where they go with this iPad OS thing, because I feel like that's what's gonna give the iPad Pro life.
It's and what more it animated.
Feel yeah. Like. Yeah. Exactly. The only thing I was kind of upset that they didn't have that same design for the new iPad, like the iPad Pro design. I fell in love with that, just the whole boxy thing. And they didn't.
Oh, they made like an iPad Pro like square?
Well, no. Well, that's the thing. They didn't.
Oh, they didn't do it.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping, because I would have definitely jumped in and bought me.
Yeah, I think like, you know, have you seen like the Windows Surface?
Yeah.
Like they're square. I think that looks nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, no, I like that a lot. Yeah. That's one of the. You know, I was trying to choose between an iPad Pro or a Microsoft Surface.
Yeah.
And that was the only thing that was kind of keeping me to go to the iPad Pro was just the look. But for the practicality, I had to go with the Surface because. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love the Surface. I actually have a Surface too. Because I got it when like it first came out, but it started having a lot of issues. It crapped out on me, but I mean, obviously that comes with, you know, with the thing. But I mean, I was thinking about always getting another one because I wondered if like for the meeting, because now you can like highlight, you got the pen and all that stuff. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, I just I like the fact that I work with a lot of Windows computers and stuff, so it makes it easier for me to diagnose and work with other things. But I was kind of hoping the iPad Pro would have like a lighter OS compared to the Mac, because then I can play with that. But you know, that's the only thing that got me really upset, that they didn't really, it was just like a overpriced iPad.
does Apple have like a stylus?
Apple Pen? Oh, not for Mac, but like for like the pencil. Of course, it's I don't remember if it was compatible with the phone, but I know just for the iPad, there's the Apple Pencil.
Oh, okay, okay.
On there.
Interesting.
I like that.
Apparently, the latency on the pencil is like it's less.
I heard that too. That they're going to what is it?
It's like 9 milliseconds. I can't remember the whole latency. Okay. But
I guess for animators that is a big thing for them, since, you know, of course they're
graphic designers and all that.
Yeah, type of deal. Man, but that machine though.
Yeah, the cheese grater.
The cheese grater, bro.
You can like run every program of CS6 at once. Probably not, but I mean, you know, you could run a lot though.
Just sure probably can. Doesn't really matter. It's kind of going along with Google Stadia, but it's still I think it's still pretty cool. Apple TV getting Xbox One and PlayStation 4 controller support.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
That's yeah, cool. Yeah.
I like that a lot.
But all it's right. Like, because everyone's trying to get into this game streaming industry, so it's like, of course, Apple's going to try to cash in on that.
That's one thing I want to see. I want to see if Apple's going to make their own TVs or something and have their own
streaming. You remember the Google TV?
Well, I mean, like, we have PlayStation TV and...
I remember that. I had one.
Apple TV. Well, like, little, well, actual TV.
Little streaming thing. And then, oh, yeah, the actual Apple TV TV. I don't see that happening.
Like a whole...
Yeah. I mean, it would be too... It'd be stupid expensive.
Like,
I mean,
what's the reason for it?
Yeah, look at the display. Like, a $5,000... And you got to pay another $1,000 for a stand? Like, come on.
And $1,000 for the cord just to plug it in.
Yeah. But you can watch in portrait mode, though.
It's a special wall mount that you have to wall have. Mount. Only the day sell.
Yeah, unique wall mount. That's $500. They cut you a deal there. This is a deal, $500.
Oh, my God.
But I feel like my favorite part of this was the watch. I mean, it's like all this new stuff. And
yeah, that's one thing for sure, man. The watch is something I'm really interested in, man. And
yeah. To make both husbands and wives happy, so the husbands should keep track of
her menstrual cycle. Hey, it's a start, man.
No, it's really good. It's good that they're like just with every aspect of health, and
it works, man. It works, and that's something to look forward to on there. I'm just more right now. besides Apple this week, like, I'm excited for E3. I just want to see.
I'm ready for E3.
I want to go to E3 next year, man. We should make a trip to E3.
I would love to go to E3.
Yeah, let's do it, man. Let's
see what. Yeah, when next time Sony. Hopefully, if they're there next year, I definitely want to at least once in my life. I want to go to E3.
What's their kind of, was it state of play? Is that what they call it now for whenever Sony makes announcements?
Oh yeah. Everyone has their own little like Nintendo Direct style thing. It's cool, but yeah.
Wow, look at this. So there's three badges here. There's the Industry Pro badge, of course. There's a Premium badge. And then there's a Gamer badge.
You gotta get that Pro badge. So got listeners, you need to, like, you know, subscribe and tell all your friends about our podcast so we can get that recognition.
We'll start a Patreon.
Yeah, just please support us.
Anybody want to? We'll play commercials. I mean, we'll say whatever we need to say.
Yeah, I will come to your house and play games with you. You know,
Samsung. Anybody? We'll say whatever.
Yeah,
we'll switch. We'll say Samsung's better than Apple. Whatever.
We'll drink your beer on here.
We'll drink your beer on here. We'll do reviews.
Go to your house and do a podcast or your restaurant.
So the gamer badge is $249.
Oh my god!
But it's all 3 days though.
Good. Okay. That's not that bad.
What's the pro?
Well, they didn't. It doesn't say here.
It doesn't
even
have the price.
Dude.
How much how expensive it is?
I mean, the industry one is $700.
Whoa! What does that get you?
The industry pro badge is like you get access to early hours before.
I've heard to meet somebody. I think
it's more for people that want to talk to the developers and everything. You probably get a chance to.
That's tough because if I want to go just one time, like, I kind of, let's just do a big guys like.
Dang. Yeah, like a big episode or something. Yeah,
bigger go home. Like, God, we're here. Like, we do a live.
It's like we're here with Steve Jobs. Yeah, here with Steve Jobs.
Shake someone's hand.
We got 1 minute with him.
You know, this is crazy though, because like the gamer badge doesn't go on sale until Saturday, which means that it's almost like you're playing a gamble because we got to book our flights over there.
Yeah.
And we still don't even know if we have a chance to get a badge.
Yeah, that's crazy.
On there, yeah, because the gamer badge goes on sale on this Saturday at 11:59.
And then what day is E3 start?
E3 starts on
that Friday.
Start the foil. It's like, how do you get in? Like, you don't.
What?
Not with the gamer badge.
See, the premium badge sold out. So this, of course, a lot sooner, so I'm wondering what the premium badge is, because probably that's the one we want to go for if we plan to
sold out.
Yeah, if we want to
wow, that's crazy.
$700. Have fun, guys.
Hold on, guys. Give me a sec. I'm about to research what does it.
I got you, bro. I got you, man. I got you, fam.
I need to see what the premium badge is.
This is what Digital Bite's all about. I'm literally a mic stand.
E3.
This podcast will pay off. It's been dreams.
Let me see. What is this? I want to see what this is about. Okay.
I got you, bro.
Oh, thanks. What does it cost?
Like, too much.
I just want to know what this premium badge is. Has anybody seen any of this? I didn't get any of that premium badge stuff.
I'm drinking the Google. When I put E3 premium badge, it autofills worth it. Like,
yeah.
Is
it
worth it? Nice. It's like, think about it.
Well, if it says worth it,
there must be a lot of money.
A lot of people wondering.
Thank you, sir.
Tomorrow, I'm tired.
Okay, so somebody on Reddit already did wrote something here. It says. E3 Gamer Pass, complete waste of time and money.
Because
you don't get to see the shows or main presentations by the consoles and companies, for that matter. Press industry only. So you only get to walk aimlessly throughout multiple buildings.
I think you have to register first, and then they get back with you. I think that's what it is. At least what Reddit's saying.
Well, we could just say we're part of.
Oh, okay. I see. Here's someone about 17 days ago said, I just emailed them, and they're saying that in order to purchase a premium badge, you'll need to be in the industry and representing a qualifying company.
Oh. Okay.
So we got to get big.
Yeah.
We need to get big, guys. We are here in this industry.
So we're with GameStop.
Well, As far as the industry, can we still purchase that? Can we
purchase? Like the industry badge?
The industry badge?
It'll probably make you verify and stuff and like look you up. And,
well, yeah. if you like establish, like if you register this like on the
Jehovah's Witness,
like on the crazy dude, like on the what do you do for to get the
we're here on behalf of the government
the DBA or whatever.
Uh-huh.
If you like officially like incorporated or something, then
what?
Oh, I was
what? But man, yeah. So guys out there, yeah. You know.
At least a gamer pass.
Yeah, please, you know, help us out there. Get us some recognition so we can.
Okay, let's see. Does
E3 have Windows? Maybe we can.
E3 have Windows? No.
No Windows.
Sneak in.
Window pass.
Yeah, window.
We need to become friends with some famous YouTuber.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Maybe we just need like become 50K famous. Followers on Instagram.
Yeah. All right, guys. Tell your friends.
We'll start monetizing our podcasts on YouTube.
Yeah. Nice.
Well, I mean, I don't know, man. Would it be worth it to get the gamer even then?
I mean, I don't know. It's just
if you want to get like early access, like you can play Pokemon. I think the Pokemon games are be able to be played on.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, if you're into that.
Yeah, I think. I mean, it's worth it. Like, I mean, personally, like. If I'm gonna go E3 one time in my life, I'm like, I'm just gonna do it. Like, you know what? We're only gonna do this once.
Mm.
Yeah.
So it's a big chunk of change, you know, flight and everything. But like, hey, you know what? Just say I did it. I was there. I shook that dude's hand.
Tell your kids.
I stole a console.
Stole a console.
I stole the PS5.
In college, I knew a guy that used to work for a game developing company that used to be in Houston, and before they closed down, but. He had the opportunity to go to E3. He told me like how awesome it was and all this.
But, yeah. I think it's just be part of the hype when you're there, like announcements and stuff. Yeah.
True. That'd be kind of cool. But anyways, guys.
Anyways.
You guys want to put in any add any plugins before we say goodnight?
All I gotta say is that Parish Brewing Company, it's got a beer. They're finally going nationwide. Go ahead and try to sell some Ghost in the Machine.
Ghost in the Machine.
Oh, yeah. I remember you brought that beer up that one night. Yeah.
So that's when you can buy those at Specs now. HEBs and stuff. It's really, really good.
Yeah. Again, yeah. So if you guys out there listening, please follow us on social media. You know, we encourage input and, you know, tell your friends about us. And
we need 15K followers.
Yeah, 15K followers.
So we can get the industry.
I need you to tell all your friends. Tell your mom. You did. Subscribe now.
I'm gonna have to start looking at like buying followers.
Oh gosh!
I want that industry badge.
We need that badge.
On there. How about you, Cody?
We gotta get the check. The public figure check.
Just pretty much any general information, like any.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Anything you want to
throw in. Chick-fil-A is selling their seasonal peach milkshakes.
Ooh,
wait, what is those? Oh, peach.
Peach milk. I love. Every year, I get like large. I gain weight like in the summer because of peach milkshakes.
Nice. Worth it.
Yeah. It's worth it. Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
Oh, man. I have not been to Chick-fil-A in a minute. My time is. Oh, they're closing, so never mind.
Derek's real hungry.
Dude, I ate dinner. I don't know why I'm starving.
You didn't eat dinner?
I did.
Oh, you did?
Like twice.
Twice?
You know, I came home from work, and then I had chicken, and then my mother-in-law made, you know, Korean food, and I ate that. Come here and kill these chips, and I'm hungry now. Like, what's going on?
Man, they just have some cheeseburgers, bro.
Have you been sparking up?
I did work out today. I
maybe that is, dude. Maybe it's just a workout.
You've been doing your One Punch Man workout?
But No, I haven't slacked. I've been going to the gym every day, but I haven't like been doing the 100. I'm going to do it tonight. Then. You know, let's do it.
All right.
Just a workout.
Let's do this. Try it. I can only do the squats. The 100 push-ups is like crazy, especially right now. Like, I'm not gonna finish 100 push-ups.
I could probably do that like in chunks, but that 10K was a 10K run.
Yeah. Dude, my legs are dead, bro. I've been working out.
It's like
all
a 6 mile run.
I can't run 6 miles. I'm gonna tell you right now, I ain't running 6 miles.
Yeah, you jog it. I mean, you'll finish in like 3 hours, but yo,
it's like going to E3, do it once in your life.
Yeah,
yeah, do it at one time.
One time.
I did it once.
Once. Now I can't walk again.
That's all I took. You know, nope, not worth it.
On there, yeah, my legs are dead, man. I've been working out all this week, and
it's good. I'm proud of you, man.
Gains.
Just trying to get back in shape, man, before the international, you know.
Yeah,
recognition.
Yeah, you know, trying to be in top form.
put a ring on it.
Ladies. Right there.
All you ladies out there.
Yeah.
I think half of us are married and half of us are single.
Yeah. I'm saying, I mean, I'm married, but like my homies, you know what I'm saying? Looking out for you guys.
Yeah.
All you ladies out there, like, I got some cool homies, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I
got
to be a wingman.
You come through.
Hey, man, this guy.
Come through. Like, don't front.
Anyways, guys.
Yeah.
It's been episode 45.
Seven.
Six.
I thought it was
46. Yes, it is 46.
I'm like, wait.
I mean, 46. I got an excuse. Y'all don't.
Woo. That's how tired I am.
Yeah. Okay, guys.
Anyways, thank you for coming.
Shout out to Freddie for bringing these Mario themed coasters.
Yeah. Mushroom and the what is it? 8-bit or 16-bit?
16-bit. Yeah. That SNES.
Kind of cool. Anyways, thank you, Dave, for coming in.
Yay.
Cody, man, Cody. Thank you.
Pleasure. For having me.
Hopefully
have you again sometime.
For sure, bro. Yeah. For sure. And Mr. David Games, thank you for letting us use your space.
loser. The truth comes out, man. That's what you're just using me for the house.
We need a space. We know you like him. We just need his house. Drink his beer.
Eat his chips.
Black
or chips. Oh, there. Well, guys, good night.
Later.
Be safe. Later.